This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Herbert going deep, downfield for Joshua. Homer, got it! Touchdown, Chargers! Whoa! Bang, 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 three plays to the end zone.
Ah, the receiver train. It's always alive, baby. Although, gained one, lost one.
We changed cars on the train out.
We still
got to a stop.
We're still
rolling.
The
Hollins car got off. Now the
a beloved car. A lot of Bills fans said. A good reason. Mac was fun. Mac Hollins is fun. All the best to him. Jeremy and Joe with you. We're going to get into some of the Bills free agent signings, maybe some new targets, the loss of Mac Hollins. Eric Turner of Cover One, who we've talked to before and love having on the show to dig into some of these players and what it means for the Bills, like mainly why they would target these players. Eric, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So I know both of these players, Michael Hoyt and Joshua Palmer, were players that you guys had highlighted as targets for the Bills. And I know, like, the receiver train's my baby. But still, I want to start with Hoyt because defense, Eric, I think is something this Bills fans are really keyed in on. The offense is almost a finished product. The defense needs work, needs help. And Michael Hoyt is this rarest of players that it's comical, the positions he's played, the sizes he's played at. What do you see in what he offers and how the Bills might use him?
Well, obviously you said it. He's that versatile chess piece, so he's going to play on the edge. He's going to play off the ball. He'll be that apex, like, slot defender sometimes, depending on the defensive personnel grouping. I think he's going to obviously initially replace Dwayne Smoot as, you know, a rotational edge guy, but also a guy that on passing downs it can bump inside. And when he bumps inside, it's going to be a little different than Smoot because most of his rushes from inside in that traditional defensive tackle alignment is from a two-point stance. And so what the Rams did with him is they would line him up all over the defensive front and use him as a rusher, use him as a dropper. It's much more creative when we're thinking about years ago when the Bills had Lorenzo Alexander, and they were trying to create ways to get him on the field. I think you're going to see a similar usage with him. With Hoyt, you're going to have him on edge on early downs, and then when it goes to passing downs, he's going to rush, he can drop. He's a lot more athletic out in space than, say, Zoe in his prime, but he's going to be a versatile chess piece, and it gets me excited because, you know, we're seeing teams kind of evolve when it comes to playing defense and trying to catch up with offenses. And having a guy like him, you don't know if he's going to be the fourth rusher, the fifth rusher, or just a guy that's dropping out into the hook-to-curl zone from play to play.
So just his presence on the field makes an offense wonder what role he has on that play.
Yes, you have to account for him, because if you line him up in a two-point stance over a guard on third down, you have to account for him in pass protection. So you're pulling up a guard, you're occupying a guard, and that's going to give you some other one-on-ones on the edge, or even guys like Ed Oliver. You're going to open up some pass rushing opportunities for others because you have to account for him in the pass protection. When the quarterback and the center come up to the line of scrimmage, they see Hoyt in A or B gap, they have to account for him, and so that could open up things for one-on-ones for others.
And then what about in terms of his ability once the play has begun? I've seen a lot of complimentary things about him in run defense. Maybe that's dependent on where he's lined up, but for you, pass rushing and then when it's a run play, what are you looking at once the play has begun for him?
See, this is what is exciting as well, because you got to think about what the Bills dealt with a lot last year. They saw the sixth most plays with 12 personnel, so one running back, two tight ends. The sixth most plays gave up the fifth most yards. So now when teams go to 12 personnel, you can have him out there, and he could be out at the end, or he could be the third linebacker on the line of scrimmage, like a Sam linebacker. And so now you have the ability to stop the run with five guys on the line of scrimmage, or, again, if they pass out of 12 personnel, he can drop out. So it's going to be interesting to see how creative they are with him, but I think that, you know, with how they were attacked last year, they gave up the 10th most touchdowns versus 12 personnel. So I think Hoyt is that chess piece that can help you defend that personnel grouping, but also you're not going to lose anything when it comes to either defending the pass or the run.
Eric Turner of Cover One. Eric, with all that in mind, like where he can move around, you know, if you're filling out the depth chart or trying to guess what the Bills might do next in free agency, this Hoyt signing wouldn't really, I don't know, you wouldn't be any less likely to see a defensive end or defensive tackle in free agency or the draft, right? This is just, he's a guy that's a piece of your defense, and from here, the holes that existed before that you were probably targeting still do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think this precludes you from upgrading any of the defensive line spots. I think when you're talking draft, you're talking free agency, I still think they want to add another D tackle, a pure D tackle. Again, I think Hoyt will take some of those snaps that we saw Smoot. Smoot had the fourth most snaps in the B gap last year. So I think that's going to still carry over, but they do need another D tackle, especially with how Dwayne Carter's season went. They're going to have to add another D tackle. And I think in the draft, I think it'll be more edge. So I don't think the signing of Hoyt really precludes you from making any other transactions at those positions.
Mm-hmm. At D tackle, some of the guys that have signed, Jonathan Allen just earlier today, it looks
20
like
million.
20
yeah.
million with the Vikings, Milton Williams to the Patriots.
Puna Ford got a nice deal.
Yeah. That's right. Two-parter, Eric. Is there a guy that you saw get signed that you thought would have done that? And if not, like who else is left right now that you like as a target on the defensive line?
Yeah, that's tough because the D tackle position, especially if you're looking for guys that you know want to play possibly nose tackle, you're not going to really get those flashy players at a reasonable cost. So I think, more times than not, if they're going to address D-tackle, especially nose tackle, I think it is going to be the draft just because of how much, like you said, those numbers are crazy. Jonathan Allen, he was definitely a target and a scheme fit and could play a nose tackle, but the Bills can't afford that type of price. So I could definitely see them, you know, looking to add a rotational piece, but I don't see them bringing in a guy that's going to start over Daquan Jones day one.
What's your appetite at this moment for the big edge rusher move? Really, I think maybe the only one left, though, is like Garrett is gone and Josh Sweat yesterday. Maybe Hendrickson is the only name that's realistic that's left for this.
Yeah, again, I think with the cost it's going to take for free agents, I think it's a draft thing and draft high. I think when we're talking edge, I think they're going to look to draft a guy that can come in situationally, be a pass rusher, but then also learn behind the vets that they have there. Because the thing that you have to, you know, also keep in mind is like AJ Epenesa, he was an early down player last year, but it hurt his pass rush ability. He had one of his worst years as far as pass rushing productivity at the end in those pass rushing downs last year because he was on early down so much. So I think unless they plan on using someone else as a base DN for early downs and then bump AJ Epenesa back to a pass rushing role, I think they need more of a pass rushing sense. And maybe that guy's on the roster with Solomon. You know, maybe Javon Solomon becomes that situational pass rusher like the Bills used Vaughn last year. But when it comes to guys on the edge, I think we got to think more long term. And I think that's early in the draft. And I think that's where they're going to want to develop that guy.
Eric Turner of Cover One. All right, Eric, to Josh Palmer, who is another player you guys previewed and gave a bit of a profile on. How much do you like Palmer, and how much is it really about the fit of what he brings to this offense?
Yeah, I mean, I loved Palmer going in. He was my top receiver target for the Bills, not because of the vertical stretch or take the top off the defense role, because he's really not that per se, and I know that was like one of the big needs for the Bills, and it still is. I just like him because all-around good receiver. You know, he played on the boundary. He played in the slot. He's a big-body receiver. He's a pro's pro. I think someone that Keon Coleman's going to learn a bunch from. You know, and I know, like, a lot of the stats with the discussion of Palmer kind of focus around man coverage. And while that is true, and he is good at separating versus zone versus man, for me, it's more of that X-type body wide receiver that can win outside the numbers. But not just winning outside the numbers, but he can win to the middle of the field as well and make all of the routes look similar. He's a great, great nuanced route runner. And it's funny because if you look at his stats since he's come into the league, especially for talking man coverage, 43.8% of his reception went for a first down or touchdown, which is 23rd from 2021 to 2024, which is okay, 23rd doesn't really scream like, okay, he's worth $12 million a year. But you talk about him being ahead of guys like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Cooper Kupp, it puts it in perspective. Maybe not the volume those guys got, but when we're talking analytics and film, he's a great combination bet.
How does it fit in with Mac Hollins leaving? You know, as you're trying to build this receiver room, I think a lot of people had factored Hollins to be here again. He had a nice season as a role player. And Eric, it might not be right to do this, but some are asking basically the question like, all right, well, is Palmer your new Cooper? Is he your new Hollins? As they start to get a bit of a different look to their room.
All right, I'll cop out a little bit. It's a little bit of both because, again, he's that X-type receiver, so he can go outside and be isolated on the backside of 3-by-1 sets because he can run the entire route tree. He can beat press. He can beat press jam. He can be off coverage, zone, or man. He varies his releases versus all of those defensive looks, but he also does the dirty work. You can see him, just like Mac Hollins, you know, blocking in the run game, setting picks and rubs on those mesh concepts and man-beater concepts. You see him doing all the little things that Mac Hollins does. The only thing he really doesn't do that Mac did was play special teams. And so I think Palmer's overall a better receiver. You know, whether you're talking Cooper or Mac Hollins, I think he's a better and more overall well-rounded receiver compared to Hollins. And he's going to do a little bit of what the Bills wanted in Cooper as a boundary guy, but also some of the dirty work stuff that, you know, the Bills love on early downs and plays when they're trying to spit the ball out to Shakir on screen.
So with that being said, do you feel like with Hollins' departure that and Palmer coming in, that maybe they could get away with, like, okay, Hollins leaves, they don't need to go actively recruit a Hollins replacement, that if it's special teams you're looking for and maybe a little bit of size that, you know, whether that's, Sal mentioned Tyrell Shavers earlier, that might be a spot that they could fill at the bottom of the roster.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Absolutely. And yes, Shavers is a good replacement. But let's be honest. their second round pick last year, Keon Coleman, does everything that Matt Collins does as well. You know, he can block. He can do some things above the rim that maybe Hollins and even Cooper really couldn't, you know, consistently. Now that he needs to, of course, improve his consistency. But he's talking the dirty work plays, rubs, blocking, you know, whether it's in the box or out wide, and some of the stuff that I think Coleman can pick up on from a guy like Josh Palmer. I think that, you know, Shavers and Coleman are those type of guys in that mold, and those are two guys that just learn a bunch from a pro like Josh Palmer.
Final thing for you, Eric. Of the Bills players that haven't signed somewhere else yet but are out there, who's on your short list of hope they come back? Ty Johnson, Reggie Gilliam.
I was going to ask you about corner. Douglas could be this.
Rasul Douglas. Like these guys are going to go see their market. Who is it you're hoping comes back?
So the first guy that comes to mind is Ty Johnson. I mean, what a year he had last year. Super dependable as a runner. Super dependable as a receiver coming out of the backfield on third downs. And also their best pass blocker from the running back position. He just made big plays when called upon. And that type of mental toughness is not something that every player has. And he always rose to the occasion regardless of what that occasion was. So Ty Johnson would probably be the guy that first comes to mind. I know there may be some interest in, you know, guys like Kenny Gainwell is another one from the Eagles that played in a lot of big games, big moments. He's a guy outside of the Bills I could see filling that third down role that Ty Johnson has if the Bills are priced out of Ty Johnson's range.
All right. Eric Turner, Cover One. You can follow them everywhere, you know, on Cover One, and check out their stuff they do on YouTube. Always great breakdowns. I went right to your Twitter, Eric, because as soon as I saw they got Palmer, I'm like, all right, let me take a look. Let me dig into it with you guys. So great work as always, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, fellas. Have a good day.
Eric Turner, Cover One. You know, Cover One. They just do great work. Love digging into that stuff. How they'll use Josh Palmer. You know, it's funny. Like, this is free agency. Free agency is, I've got my flow chart, right, where guy signs with your team. Love it. Guy signs with some other team. Oh, that's not any good. There's another version of it, which is everybody's overpaid. Oh, you can't pay that much money for that. Yeah. But this is the market. This is how it works. Free agency is where you go to get the things you didn't successfully draft. Everybody gets draft picks, and if you don't have things on your roster because you haven't drafted them well enough or because somebody left, it becomes a free-for-all. And instead of, another thing I want to say about it, Joe, is instead of looking at it like, wow, these prices are out of control, that's partially true. The reality is more so that other prices are kept in check by the CBA.
Yeah.
Imagine, you want to see a market get out of control?
A free market without
have the,
a salary
have
cap?
Have the draft. Just abolish the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, you want Cam Ward? Pay him.
Yeah.
Make him an offer. Oh, you want Travis Hunter? Go ahead. Pay him. What would Travis Hunter get as a free agent tomorrow? Is it
if he was just available
just
tomorrow?
Just available. Is it $25 million?
Dollars? Yes.
He'd get $25 million a year. And instead, he gets, what, 25 total on a contract on an entry-level deal? So free agency shows you that when all these teams can bring their money to the table, these players are worth a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Holland, 3 years, $45 million with the Giants is one of those.
$15 million a year. Okay.
$15 million a year for put the top safety on the market.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks especially. I mean, the quarterbacks would make $1 billion.
Oh, Josh Allen on the,
without a salary
on the open market?
Oh, yeah.
He might.
What does Messi get? Play soccer. Like right. that would be the Allen and the Mahomes number,
right.
Probably. I think though more than ever, everyone is spending, right? There's no this is the punishment. You have to build through free agency. New England got criticized 4 years ago with Belichick when they went all out. They spent all this money. Nelson Aguilar, right? Like Hunter Henry, and it was, man, like they overpaid for a lot of average football players. And I remember that being the takeaway at the time is they're not going to be any good, and they just kind of ruined their next 5 years. And New England just did the same thing, and I feel like you could have the same takeaway, which is Milton Williams is pretty good, but they signed up a lot of mid guys. But I'm not hearing the same takeaway of, well, they kind of ruined their next 4 years because everyone acknowledges the cap is going up at a rate that, like, okay, New England spent $200 million yesterday. And they're probably going to have room next year and the year after to do more things because the cap's going to go up even more.
I saw Brad Spielberger point out, it's like, if you think the numbers are high, it's not just because of the cap going up this year. It's because of the estimated increase next year.
Right.
You're going to see such an explosion. These teams know, hey, don't worry about it. Spend the money. And it's a message I hope Brandon Bean, you know, gets and receives and spends big money and goes and does whatever it takes. Because like that's the other thing about all this, about mid-level players. Have you noticed, if you are a team and you spend money on a player and your quarterback stinks, your team is foolish. Oh, geez, you paid this money for this receiver? Who's your quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, you spent $50 million
on him. That's the Metcalf criticism right now is, why'd you trade for DK Metcalf when you don't have a quarterback?
It doesn't even have to be receiver. Oh, the Cardinals paid what for Josh Sweat? They're not good enough to get a player like that. You got this catch-22 where if you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, you need to go get players. So you do, and then you get mocked because you're not good enough and your quarterback's not good enough. But if you're a team that does have a quarterback, like the Bills, then it's, no. Don't spend money on those big players because your quarterback is good. You don't need to spend this big money. I feel like it's a constant catch-22. Whatever. We'll see where the Bills go from here. There have been a lot of players that have signed that were on the list, and Jonathan Allen would have been one of them.
Yep.
And I was not
a lot of money. But,
I was not thinking Javon Holland at all. That was I'll be shocked if they spend the money on safety, big money on safety. That is. So we'll see who else comes free in trade talks.
They are going to need a running back if Ty Johnson doesn't re-sign. I mean, he was the pass catching back.
Right.
If he's gone. I like that Eric mentioned, I just had the name. Who was the name he just mentioned that was a pass-catching running back? Kenneth Gainwell is one of them.
Right.
But, like, they'll need a... I guess it would have to be that kind of back. Like, they're not going to sign Nick Chubb if Ty Johnson leaves, right?
No.
They're not going to sign Raheem Mostert, are they, if Ty Johnson leaves? Like, they're going for the Gainwell. Is A.J. Dillon this a little bit?
He
catches passes.
A.J. Dillon is a truck.
He catches passes, though.
Okay.
But, right, he's not fast.
He catches passes like you could throw a football to the back of a dump truck. Like
right.
the dump truck can catch a pass.
Right. He's also coming off a season-ending
knee
injury, I think. I'd like them to re-sign Ty Johnson, by the way. I'm looking at the running back list isn't very... Like, Jordan Mason would have been cool, but they just put a second-round tender on him for RFA status.
I'm just ready for the Bills to shock us all. And, you know, well, they got Josh Palmer and Hollins is gone and I don't know about Cooper and they'll probably do the same thing they did last year with us. Maybe a different core. Hopefully it's a little better. And then boom, Chris Olave for a second. Like, that's what I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Give me that. Garrett Wilson moved, although he's not likely to move. Wilson played with Justin Fields at Ohio State.
Yeah.
Which would lead one, you know, here's a fun question. You're Garrett Wilson. You're presumably friends, have a relationship with Justin Fields. Like, good news, your buddy's playing quarterback. Bad news is, he's not very good.
Yeah.
What do you...
You're probably not getting the ball as much.
How do you feel about it?
Or as efficiently. Yeah.
Here's one thing I would tell you. The Bills' sack numbers are about to go up this year. Two games against Justin Fields is 8 sacks. Like, book it.
Yeah.
The guy takes sacks.
The year, by the way, that Wilson played with Fields, by the way, though, he didn't do very much. He had 30 catches for 400 yards. He was a freshman.
In college?
Yeah. Like, Fields, he might know what Fields is. Fields threw for 33,000 yards in college. It's not like he had the big Burrow year where Chase and Jefferson both had, like, tons and tons of yardage. Like he would know what Fields is. He would know Fields is going to come in. He's going to run the ball a lot. He's going to run it a lot. They're going to run it with Breece Hall, and I'm going to get the ball some, but I'm not getting fed. If you're Garrett Wilson, this is not good for my contract situation.
No,
I don't expect to put up the numbers that are going to make me a $35 million receiver if Justin Fields is my quarterback.
He'll probably get it anyway because
that money.
I mean, he's put up 1,000-yard seasons with three different quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
He's legit. I think everybody kind of knows that. 803-0550. The Falcons have signed a player whose name I believe is Divine Diablo, which is a great name.
Divine Diablo.
It's either Divine Diablo or Divine Diablo. Which I had
that
a thought.
That is a pretty good name.
I had a thought yesterday, is watching the Sabres game.
That's a good band name.
Speaking of great names, they somebody tweeted out a highlight of, like, Lukanen played great last night, right? He was awesome.
Yep.
And someone tweeted out a picture or a video of whenever, you know, you're in the locker room and the players are reading off the starting lineups.
Yeah.
And it became very clear to me in this moment that when they read off starting lineups, whoever is reading off the starting lineup for the Sabres, or this video would have been like Finland, because it was not.
Okay.
I think it was Joki Haru. Must have been an international tournament. Or I guess it could have been the Sabres on the road. That's probably more likely. Sorry. Anyway, what I'm getting at is when these players read off the lineups, next time you see the Sabres do this, I want you to see how much fun the person that says Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has. It is an elite name to say.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievably fun name to say.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
Why do we ever use UPL? It's ruining it.
Have you noticed UPL's kind of gone away? They're not calling him. No one's calling him UPL anymore. He's Oopy.
Or he's Ookie Pookie or whatever, right?
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
They do Ookie Pookie. They do.
I've just heard Oopy. Ookie Pookie?
There's a lot. They love his name. It's fun to say.
Yeah.
Ookie Pookie Luukkonen. Whatever you want.
He really should be better for his name being as good as it is.
He was good last night.
He was good last night. He did. Yeah. The puck did hit the post four times, too. But yeah, he was good. No,
803-0550. Coming up, Jason Zucker, by the way, 9 o'clock. No Lindy today. We have Jason Zucker instead. He'll join us at 9. And AJ Jakubek in Ottawa on the trade and Josh Norris and what to expect there. But plenty of NFL free agency still to come. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.